You're listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
Welcome back to another episode of Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland. I'm super excited to have special guests here with me today. Man, I've watched you work all around the house, and to find out just in brief conversation, that's just your side hustle. I can only imagine. I'm super excited to have you on here. What's your name?
I'm Jermaine Jenkins, but everybody call me JJ.
JJ. Well, JJ's a hustler, and let's talk about your side hustle that I know of first. Let's start there. What's your side hustle? What you do?
Well, I do a little landscaping, a little lawn care here and there. I started back in 2016, I think.
Okay.
And what actually happened, I paid a truck off, and I was talking to my wife. I was like, look, I want to start something. And one day, well, my first hustle is actually I cut hair.
Okay.
I'm a barber.
Really?
Yeah, in Gulfport. But I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay, okay.
But anyway, make the long story short, I was cutting this guy's hair, and I was talking to him, like, what you do for a living? And he was telling me he ran an apartment complex. And anyway, I was like, you got anybody to cut the grass? And he was like, matter of fact, we actually looking for someone else. And I was like, he was like, are you interested? I said, well, I've never done it professionally, but I would love to learn how to do it. He said, I tell you what, come by my office and I tell you everything we like, how we want it, and we'll work with you. And that's how I got started.
Really?
Yeah, now I got four.
Wow.
Four apartment complexes and a couple of coffee shops and residential, things like that.
Right, and that's mm-hmm. that's the thing. I asked your guys, you weren't around that morning, that particular morning that I was out there. I was like, how many pieces of property do y'all cut a day? And they were like, you know, about four on average. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. So how many do you do on a max day? How much grass cutting can you do? Middle of summer, you know, everything's wide open.
Well, if I'm out there with them, we can actually cut about 12 houses in a day.
Wow.
Now, if we had an apartment complex to do that day, we'd do one apartment and probably like 5 to 6 houses.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of time and everything with apartment complexes.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's step back, man. That's crazy. I didn't know you cut hair either. That I never would have imagined that. Like if you would have said, just take a guess, I'd have never guessed that.
Well, I actually been cutting hair for about almost 26 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
26 years. My, I tried college. It didn't work out for me. And I always cut hair since I was like 14.
Okay.
And my brother actually put a pair of clippers in my hand when I was young.
Okay.
And I never thought of making a living out of it. And so what happened throughout not going to college and working little jobs here and there, I said, you know what? I'm going to go to barber school. And I'm getting my license, and the rest is history.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I actually work at Cut Doctors on 28th Street.
Okay.
In Gulfport.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. If you worked under somebody or if you owned the actual barbershop.
No, I don't own it. I rent a spot.
Okay.
But
I got you.
But I've been at that same barbershop for 26 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many clients roughly do you have? A lot, huh?
Yeah. 26 years, a lot.
Good.
Well, they come and go.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You meet new people every day. I actually got clients that grew up. Now they got kids.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'm an old guy.
Right. I know what you mean. Man, that's awesome. That's just crazy to me. Like I said, I never would have guessed that you cut hair and cut grass. You just into all of that stuff, huh?
What's so crazy is I went by your mom's bridal shop.
Right.
And one day we were just talking. She said, you ever met my son? I'm like, yeah, I met Chase. She's like, do you know what we do for a living? I said, no, not really. You know, I don't really know. I just see a lot of race cars around, you know?
Right, right.
And she was like, he raced cars, and I never say this, but I actually went home and Googled you, and
okay.
I looked at a couple of videos, and, you know, and I just watched your family, and I was like, man, they're an awesome family, because I like to see the down to earth, and you know what I'm saying, and
right.
just things like that. And I'm sorry, I'm used to looking at people.
Yeah,
so I might need to turn this way.
No, you're good. You're good. So yeah, that's awesome. And you know, that was kind of the thing. I didn't want to be like, yeah, I'm a professional racer, but you know, I do race pretty much for a living, but this is ultimately what pays for it. You know, the
gotcha.
The social media side of things. Social media has paved a way for me to be able
that's
to do
awesome.
A lot of
that's
stuff
awesome.
That I wouldn't be able to do. And it's a family thing, you know.
Awesome.
Everybody in my family plays a role.
Oh, you know, I see. I see.
Yeah.
And I see how hard your mom, she's there. Hey guys, I gotta go. She's with you.
Yeah.
I see it.
She's wide open.
And I had met your mom and dad I was at the same gas station with him one day. And he told me he used to be a welder.
Yes, sir.
And he came on the road with you.
Yep.
So we kind of got to go know each other a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've like I said, they all play a major role in it, but that's neat. That's really cool. We'll have to get you to a racetrack, a local race at some point.
We're gonna have to. I'll have to get me and my wife out there and
for sure.
Yeah, come out there and check it out. My father in law is actually a big time. He loves watching racing.
Okay.
So now which one he watched, I don't know.
I got you.
I don't know.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, let's talk about your family. You don't have to go into names and, you know, details, but mm-hmm. but what's your family look like? How many children you have, you know, stuff like that.
Well, thank God for my beautiful wife, Jennifer. I don't mind saying her name.
Okay.
And we have three good, beautiful, handsome, beautiful children.
Good, good.
I say the handsome because I got one boy.
Okay, I got
everything.
You.
And we've been married 21 years now.
Okay.
And we actually had two before we got married.
Okay.
And only one since we've been married.
Gotcha.
But I don't never even thought about that. You know, I've been in their lives since they was, you
right.
know, and everything. And, you know, we always look, I teach mine to get married before, but things happen.
Right,
you know,
right.
But thank God we was able to come together. And he has truly blessed our marriage.
No doubt.
Yeah,
well, that's awesome.
Our marriage,
you know? That's awesome.
That's my girl.
Well, good, good. That's a great thing. Obviously, she supports what you do and
oh,
is,
yeah.
and backs you 110%. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
awesome to have. It's really neat. So let's go back into, you know, the haircut, the barbershop, and all of that stuff. What's been one of your most memorable moments in the barbershop? And then give us something, you know, from the lawn care side of things.
Okay. Ooh, man, that's a good question. It's a lot of memories. Well, you know, I look at how before Katrina,
yep.
they had a place called Avondale across the street at the I'm going to say low income.
Right.
And we should see a lot of action go on across the street.
Yeah.
So we always had entertainment there. And after Katrina, they built more upscale ones and everything. And we don't see as much action. But, you know, I think about just being in the barbershop. When you say memories, it's so many
right.
to really say which one my best, because I really have some great clients, man. I just, like I said, I've been cutting some since 1 year old, and you have some that's I met when they was like 35, now they 60.
Okay.
You know, all, you know
right,
what I'm
right.
So.
Well, then let me ask you this question: What's your favorite part about the barbershop? Like, what's the thing you enjoy the most about it?
Well, I've always been a people person.
Okay,
I don't meet strangers, man. I love talking. I'm the type of person, if I'm walking through the Walmart or something and see somebody, my wife, she may sit there 30 seconds and say, "Look, I'm gonna go on. I talk with you later," because she already know.
Right.
I'm just a people person. I just love people. I look at how God created this beautiful human race we have here.
Right.
So I welcome everybody, man. And I'm just happy about life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just people coming in, and sometimes you be their counselor.
Right.
Sometimes you be a mentor. Same thing, kind of. And
right. I know. I got you.
And, you know, and sometimes people come in there and they, again, I just love the fact that you get to know people in their lowest times, in their highest times, their ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
So it's just been a blessing to be in so many people's lives.
Right.
And being able to be a part of that.
I got
you.
You
know, I even got some kids I've grown up, they even call me God Daddy. You know? So. I'm the goddad. But I don't have a problem with that because I love to see young men and young ladies do something with themselves. And because it's kind of hard out there with the with how things are now.
Right.
You know, this world, man, now is kind of it's a puzzle that's hard to put together.
Would you say it's harder today to navigate life than it was back when you were growing up?
Yes.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay.
And I tell people all the time, just watching the 26 years I've been there, how things have just changed.
Right.
Now, it's a challenge. You can overcome it, but do they have the right tools to, you know, face that challenge?
Right.
If I say that, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like another podcast to get a little deep on that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so, let me ask you, going in depth on that just briefly, do you think it's because of social media? Do you think it's technology related? What do you think? What do you think the main cause of it being a tougher world today than it was back in the day? What do you think it is?
Well, I'm gonna use social media, but I'm gonna say this. It's like with anything. You can find the good. Look at you.
Right.
And
right.
then you can find the bad.
Right.
You give it, it's all in what you choose to do with it.
Perspective.
You know, and I'm not a big social media person.
Right.
That's another story.
Okay. We won't be finding you on social media, huh?
No, I mean, I said be. I decided to do it.
Right.
But I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
But I'm not on Facebook.
Right.
You understand?
I got you.
And
I'm
an honest guy. I mean, I'm going to tell you what happened with that. I opened up a Facebook page when it first came out, and I was still like early married.
Right.
You know, and somebody reached out to me from the past. And the things that she said, I felt very uncomfortable.
Gotcha.
So I said, you know what? I've been doing fine without this. I'm just going to leave it alone. But my wife said, let's keep it because of your family. Like I got 7 sisters and 1 brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a family of 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, a lot to keep up with.
Yeah. So she said, let's keep it for your family because she only has 1 sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I still have it. But I'm actually not on it. She
I
be
got you.
On it. And she tell me, like, if somebody reach out to me that's important or they wish me a happy birthday today, you know what I'm saying?
We I
just
got
do
you.
It like that.
Is it your birthday today or are you just
no,
using
no,
that?
No,
okay,
no,
I was just, fixing to say, yeah, hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah. No, my birthday is okay. April 25th.
Okay,
I was born 1973.
Okay, okay.
And I'm from a small place called Tylertown, Mississippi.
I've heard of that. How far away is that from here? Like, I feel
2
like,
hours.
Okay, I feel like when I played baseball, like we played a team somewhere in that area, something like
it's,
that.
You go west of Hattiesburg.
Okay, yep.
You're going to go through Columbia, and Tylertown is the next town.
Okay, yeah.
I
got you.
I actually live in Macomb.
Okay,
I drive here every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I drive 2 hours to work every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You got a lot of time. What do you do in the truck? Do you listen to podcasts? Like what do you do riding down the road?
I listen to, I record my church service every Sunday.
Okay.
And I listen to it. Sometime I listen to music.
Okay.
I love gospel. I love jazz.
Right. I was going to ask kind of music you listen to.
I even love some country music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so on and so on.
Yeah.
And, but yeah.
Don't discriminate on the music. You listen to a little
now,
bit.
Now, some
all
stuff
of
I ain't going to listen to.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Right on.
You know, I don't listen to any music that's got curse words, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm not one of those people. Don't tell my kids what not to do, then I do it.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? I want to be an example for them.
I got you.
You know, and I thank God I've always been an example.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, It's just a blessing, man.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you inviting me to come. You know, when your mom told me that you thought about asking me, I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, man, that's the thing. And I wanted to touch on that. Like, anytime I've ever seen you, like, you're hustling, grinding.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a weed eater. You're doing this. You're just jumping around. Like, you're just wide open all over the place. And all I have to do is wave or just speak, and you stop. Whatever you're doing. Like, I remember I was washing a race car, and you were back there weed eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I just waved at you, and you were on the phone. And you came up after you got off the phone while you were weed eating, and you was like, hey, man, I was on the phone. Sorry I didn't come straight over. And I'm like, man, this dude, you know. It's just being intentional, you know, and I think that's the key to being successful in life is not that it's fake. It's just, you know, taking that extra time with people.
And that's what it is. Well, you know, I've always been taught that show yourself friendly.
Right.
Show yourself friendly. That way you don't, I'm not a wall builder. I'm a bridge builder.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Right, I love a bridge. So that way I can come across and see you. But if there's a wall up, I don't feel like climbing that wall. I don't feel like going around it.
Right.
No, I want to come through over the bridge.
Right.
You
right.
know, and see you.
Yeah.
But you know, it's amazing even how I met your mom. Bruce's Brew Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Miss Jamie and Steven. Yep. Anyway, I was in there. This was when she was still at your mom's in the back.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I met Miss Jamie there.
That was a while back.
And we got to talking one day, and she was like, "What you do?" I said, "I cut hair around the corner."
Yep.
And I do landscaping. So when she went to start building her spots,
right,
she asked me to come do some work for her. And she's just been passing me people ever since.
That's awesome.
I think your mom asked her who did her coffee shops.
Okay.
And that's how I met your mom.
Well, let me ask you that briefly going through that. Are you looking for more clients? You're always looking for more work, huh?
Yeah, but I don't take every client.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I don't take. I'll go look at it, and if I don't feel comfortable, I won't do it.
Well,
that's just me.
I got you. Well, how can people find your business, whether it be you at the barbershop or the lawn care business? What
mainly the barbershop?
Okay, the barbershop. Mm-hmm. You'd rather cut their hair than cut their grass situation.
I'd rather get them in there. We can talk.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, and see, your mom is a people person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I meet a person, if that vibe is good, I think I can work for them. You know?
Okay. I got you.
So, and even just doing apartment complexes, I don't even know the people that own it. You know, they don't even live in Mississippi.
Right.
So,
yep.
I just met the people that's making sure
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're in the lawn care business. Does bugs, snakes, anything like that bother you? I mean, I can't stand snakes.
I'm afraid of snakes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I was wondering.
But I would tear him up with that weed eater.
With that weed eater?
Or that mower if I get a chance.
I got you. Have you had any encounters with them while cutting grass?
I've seen one away from me, but mainly they mainly run from you. Now, if you corner them, you might walk up on them and surprise them.
Right.
They may get you like that, but I hadn't had that issue.
Okay.
You know, for as myself. Now, my guys told me they have seen some, you know, especially the ones that got creeks and stuff nearby.
Right, right.
And everything. So, but I hadn't had any problem. And
then you're very fortunate on that side.
Yeah. Only thing bothered me more is the heat.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Man, these last 2-3 summers have been.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's been brutal, around July, August area. It's been bad for sure.
I keep my truck full of Pedialyte.
Right on. Yep.
Yeah, it's been rough.
So I'm still trying to figure that out. Let's draw this out. You live 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So you drive in the mornings down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cutting hair and then cutting grass? How do you balance it?
I try to the guys that I'm going to say, it makes sense when I tell you.
Okay.
I drive down every day. I cut hair Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
I try to cut grass on Monday, just me. I send them out the rest of the week.
Okay.
You got me? And
I got
sometime
you.
When in the midsummer, we so busy, I will cut grass Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And if I need to send them out more, I send them out the rest of the week.
Okay.
But I only try to cut grass 3 days a week.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
You got me now?
I was trying to figure that out. I mean, I'm just sitting here like, how are you balancing that out in a regular 8-hour day or so? You know,
I got some pretty good guys. One of them is my first cousin. He's been with me since day one.
Okay.
And the other two guys, they've been with me about 2 years.
Right.
Now, since I've been doing it, I done went through a lot of guys.
Right.
But I will say this crew I have now, they pretty good guys. Sometimes I run into little issues because of the immaturity that they have. Well, one of them. But, you know, we're working on it.
Right.
We're working on it. And I'm a very patient guy because I understand how these young men operate.
Right.
And the things I can't expect them to be the 51 mindset of me.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? So you just have to be patient. But there's a line that I draw.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some stuff is, you can't cross that line.
Right.
You know, and I just try to tell them when you're having a problem with your girlfriends or whatever, please try to leave that at home.
Right.
When you out, you're going to have more problems, you lose your job.
That's a fact. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, you're going to have more problems, you lose your job. Yeah. So, and I try to embrace them and just say anything you need. If you want to start this business in 3 to 4 years, learn everything about the business. I help you best way I can. You know, I show you all the ropes to it. Like someone had to teach me.
Right,
You know, but I kind of just learned on my own. Because going back to that first apartment complex, I did it for like 2 years.
Okay.
Before I even start branching out, getting other apartments. Hmm. Yeah, I've had other offers, but I've turned them down.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, and I was going to ask you that. What is it? I lost my train of thought. Going through all of that stuff, you know, obviously it's not always sunshine and rainbows. What has it? I mean, obviously there's been some hard times. Can we talk about, not trying to be negative on it, but what's the tough side of it look like for you?
The tough side, really, like I said, is keeping good work.
Right.
You know, that's one of the tough side. And then you have one guy, you may get a guy work his butt off, but he heavy handed. He equipment terrorizes.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard on equipment.
Yeah, every time you look around, it's something broke or something tore up, and I'm like, come on, man, you know?
Right.
I said, you can't be out here driving these mowers like they race cars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know, because, you know, and doing stuff like that. And I said, these things are very expensive.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, and then when you take them to the shop, one part counting the hours, you know, I'm gonna tell you this crazy. People don't believe this when I tell them, but I had one of my motors go out, one of the hydraulic motors,
right?
And it cost me $2,700.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
And it's just it's a bad price point to the point where you can't just say, I'm going to go buy a new mower. You got to fix that because a new mower is super expensive.
Yes, right.
But it's like,
I get it. And what I done when I bought him the receipt, I didn't fire him. I bought him the receipt and I said, look, I've lost big time. As goes to show you, I know a lot of times people don't know what goes into running a business with insurance and, you know, just liability and just things like that. Workman comp, all that, they don't understand none of that. And anything that tear up, it's everything is on me.
Right, right.
Everything is on everything, like your job. Everything gonna fall in Mr. Chase pocket.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you got to be careful about what you're doing. And if I'm not making money, then you're not making money.
That's a fact.
And that's what I tell them. If I lose a contract or I can't get to it, they may say, I'm tired of JJ breaking down. I'm going to find somebody else.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I got like 3-4 more. But, you know?
Yeah.
But still, you know, that's not the principle of it, you know?
Yeah.
But through it all, I welcome those challenges.
Right.
It makes me better. It makes me not to get so upset over things that I can't control.
Right.
You know, but I want to teach them to put this in control of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and what they have to understand, if they're doing a good job for me, I'm going to bless them.
Right.
You just don't know how it's going to come. But I love to see people getting it in, working. And you just don't know, my heart might be pricked to slide you an extra 50 or, You know what I'm saying? Right. Because, you know, if things are going good, then it's going good.
Right, right.
You know, so. Yeah.
And I think that's really neat. That's something I heard earlier that I was going to mention. You said that you'll help people learn the ropes of the business mm-hmm. so that they can create their own lawn care business. I think that's really neat. You know, I see my parents in it within their business, and I kind of, they have kind of the same mentality of that, but it's a difficult thing to teach somebody something that's going to become competition. But at the same time, it's like, you know, there's enough on earth for all of us. It's an interesting deal because it's like, you don't want to teach somebody, you know, how to take what you've created, but mm-hmm. also at the same time, you know, there's a lot on the back end they've got to be prepared
for. Well, one thing I've learned about this life, everything is a rotation.
Right.
You're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Yep.
And it's enough. It's always going to be enough. You know, ain't no point of me trying to be greedy because I can't do everybody.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yep.
It's very impossible. And like I said, I be getting phone calls all the time about working, but my hands are full.
Right.
You know, so I know it's more help that can be out there, you know. But the thing is, getting these young guys to adapt that mentality is hard.
Right.
Because a lot of people are living their lives through social media.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yep. they're not making money with it. They just living through other people.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
I know what you
and
mean.
And that's good because you get paid like that too. So right. I ain't knocking it, you know?
right.
But,
right.
you know, the point I'm making is I've seen you a hard worker.
Thank you.
You grind. And just to get to know more and more about the Holland family, it's exciting to me. You know, so like I said, when I went on YouTube and watched some of your videos to see your mom be dancing with the guitars and everything, yeah. I said, oh, that's cool, you know?
Yep.
Very laid back, and your dad is awesome, too.
Thank you.
You know, they're awesome.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about some of your favorite things to do away from work. What kind of hobbies do you have? What sports do you like?
Well, I'm a New England Patriot fan.
Okay.
And right now, you know, being spoiled for 20-plus years with Brady.
Right.
You know, I'm going through a sad time right now. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very hard.
Yeah.
But I'm an LSU fan, so I like Joe.
Okay.
I'm watching yep. Joe a little bit. And I even like Jaden at Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Quarterback.
Okay. So how you are about race and football and stuff,
yeah.
It's not that I don't know it, but I know certain, I know LSU, I know, you know, I know sports teams, but as far as getting into the players and
gotcha,
stuff,
gotcha.
Now I know Tom Brady, yeah. but of past course, that, you course, know, yeah,
course. Yeah.
I watch his stuff on TikTok, you know, motivational videos
right.
and stuff like that.
I actually got a picture of him in my closet.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
is it signed or anything?
Well, it's signed, but it's bought signed.
Okay,
yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, it was bought, but his signature's at
right
the
on.
But he helped me pick my clothes out in the morning. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting up. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That'll be cool
yeah,
for sure.
You know, he's sitting in my closet, you know.
I got you. So you're a football fan. You like watching football?
Oh, yeah, I love watching football. I like a little baseball.
Okay.
I like all sports, you know, something with a ball, I guess. You know
I
what I'm saying?
You.
Every sport. But we've been softball parents forever.
Okay.
And
okay.
my daughter, she was playing softball since she was like 5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And she played. We did a lot of traveling.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That stuff, that's competitive.
Yeah,
there's nothing like tournament
yeah.
ball, whether it be football
well, you
baseball.
Play baseball.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little
okay.
bit. Yeah, I played it, but I wasn't. This has always been, you know, what I've been good at. I participated, tried to be good, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I did play a little, but not on a high level.
Well, I missed it when she finally got out of it. I missed it for a while. It was kind of because I'm so used to doing it
right
for
right.
all these years. And she actually played for college, for Southwest Junior College.
Okay.
She played 2 years there. And she was like, Dad, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. She got like a couple offers, but she didn't want to play anymore.
Right.
So she's at USM now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. What's she studying? What's she trying to major in?
She's in accounting finance or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something right like on.
That. Yeah. So she graduates actually supposed to be graduating this year.
Right.
But she dropped the class.
Gotcha.
That she needed.
Mm.
And it was actually only given in the fall. So she don't graduate till next year.
Till next. Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be painful.
Yeah. I'm going to make her pay for some of it, though.
Right on. Vault lesson, huh?
Yes. Yes, sir.
There
yes,
you
sir.
Go.
Yeah, she's going to pay for some of that.
There you go.
Every check, give me $50.
Well, once she gets that degree, she'll be able to help you out even more. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Have a lot of friends that's going to help her out, kind of lead her the right way.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, past watching football and stuff like that, do you have a hobby? Like, do you hunt? Do you fish? Do you?
No. Now, what's so crazy, I grew up doing the fishing.
Okay.
And as a little boy, I was a lot around, a lot of people that hunt.
Right.
My stepdad hunted, and it just never was my thing. And I think I was spooked one year as a kid from a guy named Uncle Lonnie Ray. He went hunting with some guys. I never forget it.
Right.
And he was in behind a bush doing a little turkey call.
Right.
Whatever you do. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, me you know?
And somebody just shot in the bushes. And it shot him with a 30-30.
Wow.
And he went through one leg and out the other. Mm. And I was like, that's why I'm going hunting now.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I just never went hunting.
Right.
And that always
right.
stuck with me, you know.
Yes.
And I'm not going by myself.
Right.
So,
because
right. I don't know what I'm doing. But I can eat some deer meat.
Right. Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't hunt either, but I'll eat it for sure.
Yeah.
I'll consume the product.
That's right. That's right. A rabbit, yep. Coon, it don't matter to me. Let's bring it on.
There you go.
I'm a real country boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Country. I did a lot growing up with my grandmother in the fields and everything. Used to.
Okay.
I know I tell people all the time, I know how to, you walk out there and be seen like a mile long row. Baby, you get that one row. My grandmother did too. She just outdid me, you know.
Right, right.
So, but I appreciate my upbringing.
Right.
You know, it taught me a lot. Taught me how to work, you know. And if a man don't work, he don't eat.
That's the other thing. I was going to get to that. You said that to me one day while you were here.
Yeah.
You walked up to me, man don't work, he don't eat.
That's right.
And that stuck with me. That's one of the things. So, yeah, well, that's really neat. Like I said, I appreciate you being on here. I'm looking through my notes right here. Let's see. Okay. Have you done any artwork in your lawn care? Like, you know, I know up north they have a lot more, like their grass is a lot more fluffy, like a lot easier to create art, like lines, stripes, you know,
yeah.
circles, all kinds of stuff like that. Have you done any of that down here?
I haven't. And I know exactly what you're saying. That's why I don't take every job.
I got you.
Because I'm the type of person, I'm not. It can be $1 million.
Right.
I promise you, people may think I'm crazy, but I'm not going to take on something I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Right.
You know, I stay in my lane.
I got you.
Yeah, I stay in my lane.
I respect that.
Yeah, I really do. Now, okay. If it's kind of, I'm going to have to go get somebody, say, hey, come in with me on this and teach me, you know how to do this and go like that. But as far as me, I just stay in my lane. I stay where I'm comfortable.
Right. I got you.
Because I'm a hard worker. I'm not suffering for, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, the more money you make, the more problems you have.
Right.
The 100%. More time I'm away from home and everything. And I did that a lot growing up. I mean, since I've been married, just being away from home a lot.
Right.
You know, because I worked so far.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And but now I'm to the point now where I go home early and, you know, so.
Right. Well, you've earned it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Why you.
You look forward to them days.
Yeah, yeah, I look forward. And plus, my baby girl is 18.
Okay,
this is her first year, and she goes to Southwest too.
Okay,
yeah. So I don't have any more in high school.
I got you.
So everybody is on their way out.
They're grown now.
They getting grown. They still in my bunk a little bit, but you know, you know they ain't grown like that yet.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, and I'm so proud of them.
Well, good.
And my son, he works at a place called Anderson Designs.
Okay.
In Hattiesburg.
Yeah. What's that entail? What's he do there?
Oh, good question. He's actually in design.
Okay.
He designed like if you want to remodel your home.
Okay.
He'll come in and give you a design on a computer and y'all go with that design and
I got
the company come out. They got their own. He just designed it.
I got you.
And everything. And
what's that called?
Interior design. Yes,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what he actually went to school for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, it's a pretty good company. I mean, he loves it.
Man, that's a good job to have.
Yeah, it's, he loves it. And
a lot of job security there.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. What's so crazy is that his first ever job was what's the Buffalo place?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Buffalo with the sports bar.
Okay, yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
And he was like, oh my goodness. I think he worked there probably a good month. And he was like, Dad, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
This ain't for me. So
I couldn't imagine working in a restaurant. So I get that 110%.
He said it wasn't for me, especially you had to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
I said, that's what happened when you don't do what you need to do in college.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Now you got to have that education, you know. But he ended up finding a job, and his boss man actually let him go to school.
Okay.
To get his interior design
papers, I got you.
You know, so he
He was able to work while getting that.
Yes,
that
he
degree.
Did online classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome.
And it's mainly just experience, really. You just got to have the paper.
Right.
You
right.
know, you get better with the experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Well, cool. Man, I hate to take up any more of your time, but
well, I'm good.
I know. I appreciate having you on here, but as far as questions and stuff goes, I feel like I'm running out on all of that stuff. This is one of the questions that I've tried to implement in all of them, but man, mm-hmm. I'm forgetful at times. But I'll ask you this. Now, this is a disclaimer. Obviously, everything happens for a reason. You're where you're supposed to be at in life for a reason. You know, everything's intentional. But if you could go back to being 21 years old and only have the knowledge that you have today, you're in the same setting you were at 21 years old, but you know what you know now, would you change anything?
At 21?
At 21.
Ooh. Good question. I'm going to say 70-30. 70% I keep it like it is.
Okay.
30% is because some of the choices that I made at that age.
Okay.
You know, but you did say I get to keep this mindset.
Right, right.
But see, if this mindset, I don't think I'd have made those choices. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yep. But, you know, I look at life, we wouldn't be, I think where I am today is because of those.
Right, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So, yep. I don't think it's, I want to be fair.
Right.
You know, that's why I say 70-30.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? To have this type of mind I have now, and it's rare, and I'm saying where I come from, because I grew up without a father.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not making it, I tell people I don't know what it is to have one. So I don't know that void.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now I can look at my children on how they we are so into each other.
Right.
You know, if that's what it is, then, you know.
Yep.
But I grew up without a father, you know. And my mom, I give her, I applaud her, man. She
no doubt.
She did an awesome job. And what I mean by that, she made sure I morally do right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can remember the time, I remember saying, my mama don't love me. I can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my brother's like a year and 6 months older than me.
I got you.
So he got to do a little bit more. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to be with him. You don't even know. Like, okay.
Man, that's crazy to me. She's got to be an awesome woman for sure.
Oh, that's my baby.
Nine children and she's a single mom?
Yeah, well, she was married when she had the girls.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my brother came after that.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm the baby boy.
I got you. Okay, yeah, you the baby.
I'm the baby boy. And what's so crazy, her and her husband got back together after we were born.
Gotcha.
And they had another girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have a baby sister.
I got you.
Under me.
So, I got you.
So I was like, how you only had girls with your husband? I was like, okay, it's cool. But I love her, man. She was really, really, I ain't going to say hard on us. She just made sure, because I can't imagine having seven girls and two boys.
Right.
You know, but a lot of my time, I can remember her going to work and my older sisters used to keep us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Nayla, you don't remember that? I'm like, no. She was like, when you kept poo-pooing in your pants, I took you out with a hose pipe and sprayed you down because I got tired of changing your butt. And after that, you ain't do it no more. I said, you probably scared the mess out of me. So, you know, but it's been an awesome road to travel, man. I tell you. But I wouldn't change anything about it.
Gotcha.
But the 21, I don't think I would change. I think I'd be more well off financially.
Right.
You know, I think I might be kind of rich.
Yeah.
You know, because I done blowed a lot of money doing stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, but I realize money can't buy love.
No doubt.
I know that. Because my wife, she knew me since I've been broke.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. And I've been knowing her my whole life.
Okay.
Knowing her my whole life. I'm actually 4 years older than her. Never thought that would be my wife. We used to ride the school bus, and she said, I used to take her and her cousin money because they asked me to sing for them. And I was like, well, give me a dollar, and I sing. Then she said I took her money and still didn't sing. So, but I never thought that would be my wife. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy how this world works. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. Is there anything you've got that you're looking forward to in life? I mean, obviously, you're living your life. You're happy with everything going on. Yeah. But is there anything that, you know, on your bucket list that you'd like to achieve or anything that you're, you know, a vacation?
I'm excited about taking those vacations, just me and my wife.
Gotcha.
You know, getting away, because we never just really took a vacation. Well, yes, we did. We were on a cruise together.
Okay.
One time, but that was been so long ago. Because once the kids came in, it was over.
Right.
You know. But anyway, we take a vacation every year, but I am looking forward to just being able to just watch my children grow up, give me some grandkids here in a little while, and, you know, just excited about life. You know, I tell people all the time that this beautiful place that God has given us.
No doubt.
You know, I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to my story. You might have to have me back on to tell you all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, well, I'd love to have you back on for sure.
So, but I thank God for what he has done in my life. And I say that because I used to have a troubled life prior to my new life.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And it was all, I needed a new mindset. And that's what it takes to be successful in anything. When I say successful, my successfulness is just being happy and being able to grow. A lot of people may look at it financially, anything, which we know we need money to do this or that, but your happiness is a change of heart and a change of mind to more living a more positive life.
Right.
You know, and loving you.
Right.
Even though I don't know you.
Right.
I'm saying if I didn't know you, I'd just be loving you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the keys to success in life is just love, man. Yep. And that's why I love living.
Well, that's,
you know what I'm saying? If you come in my shop with a frown, I want to, what's wrong? What's going on?
Yeah.
It can't be that bad.
No doubt.
It can't be that bad.
That's right.
So, and we just, me and my family, we just try to be an example for other families.
Okay.
You know, I look at y'all family. Man, y'all, just sitting back watching you guys on YouTube, y'all are an example.
Well, thank
you. You know, to so many families that's out there, you know, I look at the divorce rate now. It's out the roof.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I blame a lot on social media. But
you
have access to things that you used to didn't have access to.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah, that's the part I'm talking about. So it's always a negative. And I tell people, if I'm under that pressure, release yourself from that pressure.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
So when I release myself from that pressure, I don't have those issues. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
So I'm a homebody. I love being at the house.
That's crazy. Did you work 2 hours? You have to drive 2 hours away to go to work, but you love being at home. I can't even imagine.
Hey, them bills got to get paid, so that's why I leave every morning.
I got you.
But I tell you, sometimes I look through the rearview mirror and say, man, I wish I could just stay there for a couple more hours or so.
Right.
But, you know, I love being outside. I love actually being outside. Because I meditate a lot.
Right.
I think a lot. It just makes me just think about life. I meditate a lot.
Right.
You know, and just how to make my environment better, because I come in encounter with a lot of people.
Right.
And so what can I do to make myself, what's that word I'm looking for? When people come in, I want them to be able to say, feel comfortable, say, if I need to say something, I can say it around him.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I get that.
Yeah. Be, again, a bridge builder.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and because I know it's a lot of people out there hurting now. They're going through a lot. And a lot of times they're hurt. They bought up on themselves.
Right.
But
yep.
Sometimes people feel like they can't come out of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm saying it's because of experience. Yep. You know, experience, I've witnessed it.
Right.
You know,
right.
But, you know, you hear Abel. Something my dad, when I say my dad, I have a spiritual counselor.
Okay.
That I had to help me get me where I'm at. And it's one thing he told me, he said, thank God you're here to see how bad it is. You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You won't know it was bad if you were dead.
Right.
But thank God you're here to be able to see how bad it is. You know?
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. See how bad it is. So yeah. let's try to get you out of this.
Yeah.
You know, let's get yourself out of this situation.
No doubt.
You know, people got to learn how to live, man.
Yeah.
Got to learn how to live. And for one sure. thing I love about you guys, watching the video, well, it wasn't a video, it was like a picture, I guess, mm-hmm. before every race. I see y'all pray.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You pray, and that's the center of all this.
No
you
doubt.
You got to give honor mm-hmm. to your creator.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's the one making this thing run, whether right. people want to acknowledge it or not.
Right.
You know, and I say that because I have people that don't even believe in God.
Really?
You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Either, I mean, but I don't treat them no different.
Right, right. 100%.
We cool. You know, I respect whatever people want to do.
Right.
You know, and but at the end of the day, something created you.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
You know, so, and anyway, I don't yeah. think science did it.
No, 100% not. No, it definitely wasn't an explosion, and we didn't evolve from anything.
You got that right. You got that right. So, yeah. And I just, again, I just love people, man. Out of a million years, I never thought I'd be in here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I meet, if you're there, I'm like, no. You know, but look how life turns for you, and you meet some incredible people.
Right.
You know, some of your best friends can be a total stranger.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know. But anyway.
Man, I think that's awesome. You need your own podcast. Seriously. You need to be able to talk. People need to be able to listen to that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I had a few people tell me about it and everything. But I'm kind of a loner, man. To right. be honest with you. I'm very a loner type person. And when I go in that atmosphere, I mingle.
Right.
When I come out, I'm just a loner. And let me break that down. I'm into just my family. I read my word.
Right.
And it may not work for you, but it works for me.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because I feel like whatever you feed this mind, that's what you're going to react off of.
Right.
Whatever if you feed your heart and mind with good energy, you're going to be energetic.
Right.
You put yourself around good people, you could become good.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? See, bad company corrodes good character.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want no foolishness around me if I can help it.
Right.
You
right.
know, so I just be careful and watch what goes in my heart and mind. Man, I'm 51 years old. Right. I ain't got time for all that negativity stuff.
Right.
You know, I want to be alive, man. I got a few more days here, so I might as well be happy and love you and love, you know, people and, you know, enjoy life, man.
No doubt.
You know, one of my favorite spots is down there in Florida, mm-hmm. next to Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Man, I love me some Santa Rosa.
Really?
Yeah, we go down and get us the golf cart and just ride around, eat snowballs and ice cream. And,
yeah.
You know, but I tell people, every vacation is good for me if I'm eating good. I can't go wrong. Everybody else can have a bad day, didn't have no fun. If I ate good, I'm good.
You ain't worried about nothing else.
I ain't worried about nothing.
Man, I agree.
Just give me some... Have me some good food.
Right.
And
right.
I'm good.
Well, let me ask you real quick, yes, and this is a random question. Do you eat seafood
from yes.
being out? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm like not even American. I don't eat seafood. I'm really? from the Gulf and don't eat seafood.
Is you not allergic or nothing though?
No, sir. No, okay. Sir. No, we used to fish a bunch, used to eat a bunch of seafood, and I just got tired of it. And now really? I don't like the taste of any of it.
Okay.
Don't care for it. So I was just wondering, you know, just a common question I try to ask people from down here.
Got you.
But yeah, right on.
Oh yeah, well I mean it's like growing up with my grandmother, they'd be like, you eat chitlins. Some people call it another name. And I'd be like, no.
Right.
But I heard they the bomb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But me growing up, and I used to be behind her house, and she used to take them and clean them. I used to hold a hose pipe, and, you know, she used to go down them like that, and it just killed me.
Right.
You know, you mean they can be like a ribeye steak, but I'm not eating it.
You're not interested.
Because my brain just killed me. It killed that, you know? So I'm not eating them, you know? But so I get it. You know, I get it. I'm not saying that was what you went through, but but I've never tried them.
I got
so that's what killed it. I just never tried it. And so I understand you can get a beta things and, you know, because I can remember growing up as a kid, we ate off the land a lot, especially with my grandparents.
I got you.
So greens and corn, all that in the field. So I'm a good vegetable man, you know.
Right.
But I can remember one time, I never would hardly eat greens until I was like 17.
I got you.
I would not touch them. But I ate everything else. And one night, my cousin was playing a basketball game. And I asked my mom for some money. She was like, boy, if you don't go in there and get them greens off that in the cornbread. And I finally tried them. I said, Lord, these things were so good.
Been hooked ever since.
I've been hooked ever since. So I heard, well, now that I eat them now, I tell people, eat them. It make everything slide. So it's been good. It's been good.
Well,
good. I want to take nothing from my upbringing.
Right.
Really, it make me appreciate now.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, man, that's awesome. Like I said, I just from meeting you around here, I knew you had a good perspective on things, a good personality and everything, good outlook. And then just this podcast right here just proves, you know, what kind of your mentality is and stuff like that. I think it's really neat. And I think there's a lot to learn from this for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I'll be welcome to come back if you ever want me to come.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. You know, we can get a little more deeper.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And because I tell people I got a story to tell, you know, because, you know, my success, and it's not a worldly success.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's not so popular, if they say, but ask me, am I happy?
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Very happy.
You know? I think that's awesome. That's really awesome.
So.
Well, man, thank you again for joining us on this episode, and we're definitely going to have you back.
Yeah.
And then I highly recommend that you start your own. I think it'd be really neat to listen to, for sure.
Yeah. I might consider it. I might talk to you how I get this thing started.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's not hard. No, sir. Plug and play.
Okay. You say 1, 3, 2, 1, go. No.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. The rest is history. Well, man, thank you again. Is there anything that you would like anybody to know before we sign off?
Well,
right,
I've been wanting to ask you a question.
Okay, what's up?
What got you into race car driving?
Man, I was born into it.
Okay.
Like, my pawpaw race, and then whenever I was born, my dad started building cars whenever I was like 2 or 3, which he raced growing up, real hot and heavy, and then he started building cars when I was 3 or 4, and man, I've just ate it up ever since. I've always been just racing oriented. Like I said, I played a little baseball. I tried playing football. I ran track or cross country. I was really good at running cross country because I love to race.
That wasn't in your heart though.
No, sir. Just love to race.
Got you. So, that adrenaline.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yep. Yep.
I can see that. Yeah. So when you're racing, do they be in your ear?
Yes, sir. Okay. Not like all the time, just if something happens, you know, letting us know where to line up and stuff like
that. Got you.
So, no, they do on asphalt, like like on the higher levels of it, mm-hmm. they've got spotters and people, you know, coaching them the whole race and stuff. Gotcha. So, yeah, sir.
I got you. Seem like you have fun doing. I got all the trophies and everything in here, and like you're really good. From what, like I said, I didn't know.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I just saw y'all working on them all the time. I was like, well, maybe they just bill them or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, you'll definitely have to come with us one time. If you're from Macomb, you're not far from one of our local racetracks.
Really?
We race in Hattiesburg.
Okay.
Not all the time, but at least two or three times a year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one up, like...
It's on Highway 49.
It's on 49. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's just south of the Southern Miss campus and everything. Yeah, it's right around the area. So definitely have to get you there at some point.
I know it's a track over close to Macomb. I don't know what race, but it's on Highway Interstate 55. It's right off the road. I actually see cars out there sometimes. Now, what they be doing, what they're racing, I don't know.
Right.
You know, I just happen to see them sometime.
Man, I feel like, I don't know. I'd be lying if I told you. I don't want to tell you one and it not be right or something like that.
You.
I know there's Jackson Motor Speedway that's in the general area, and Hattiesburg would be
the two places. Macomb is only an hour and 15 minutes from Jackson.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Right down the road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Considering you drive 2 hours every day. That's
I'm closer
nothing.
To Jackson than Gulfport. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. I got you. Well, thank you again, JJ.
Yes, sir.
Good seeing you.
Likewise.
Thank you for listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland. What'd you think about what you heard? Please follow for more content just like this.